Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see the day I bring this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my life. My name is Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Rena Shanawani is here. She's executive director of the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship in New Jersey. And their organization has been helping women start and run their businesses, gain more confidence, gain more technical skills. Rena, I want to congratulate you on that. I'm proud of you for the work that you're doing. She's one of 110 women's business centers around the country. Ladies, if you need help, if you're trying to start a business or you're trying to run one and you need some help, if you hadn't got it all figured out, find a women's business center in your neighborhood. What do you think, Rena?
Absolutely. So you can go to sba.gov website and you can go to local resources and put in your zip code and it'll show you all the different organizations that are around you, including us and our brother organizations, the SBDCs, SCORE chapters. There are entities to help you get certified and to help you with import and export stuff. But if you really just want to start at the very basic level, I would definitely say come to us, come to a women's business center that's local to you, and just get started there.
Get started. You know, Rena, I've done a lot of interviews with your counterparts over the years, and in fact, in the national leader of your organization, several of them, and I've asked them, you know, what if I showed up for one of your get-togethers? And they told me they told me I'd be welcome, but then they said
absolutely.
But then they said, if you try to make us get to the point quicker than we do, you can't do that. They said you have to let us.
No mansplaining, huh?
No mansplaining. Of course, this was before we knew what that was, but I didn't know what that was till my wife informed me about that, which I'm surprised. So anyway, I have no idea what she was talking about. So all right, now let's move over. So women that you in your area, business owners, took the Paycheck Protection Program, and good for them for doing that. And I'm sure you helped some of them get lined up with that. But now we're in the forgiveness stage, right? What's going on there?
Right. So exactly right. And we were giving webinars almost daily, thanks to our wonderful staff, to help them apply. And if that happens again, we'll help them again. Right now, it's forgiveness time. And people are really, really nervous. They are not accepting applications yet. So you can still – you're sitting on this big loan, which you want to convert into a grant.
Right.
And it will only do so if the forgiveness is accepted.
Well, tell them not to worry about it. I mean, I'm sure most of your people – probably got less than $50,000. I don't want to be too presumptuous, but I imagine most of them did, because most small business owners got less than that. And this is going to be forgiven. Tell them not to worry about it. Your bank, you've got to go through the bank. The bank can't even, the SBA isn't even giving them guidance on what to do with the forgiveness. It'll happen in due time. Tell them just to go back to work and wait till the bank tells them what to do. What do you think about that?
So I definitely agree. Anyone that received less than $50,000 has a very high probability, and they just actually issued it yesterday. There's a very simple form that you fill out, and you submit it, and then you get forgiven. I would say just really keep on top of those payroll reports, your benefits reports, rent and mortgage and utilities for that time period, and make sure you're documenting everything just in case, because you really want to get 100% forgiveness.
Right.
You don't want to
right.
have that loan on you.
Well, and you know what? Even if somehow, and this is not going to happen, but even if it didn't, you're getting extended payments at 1% interest or no interest. I forgot what the number is. You know, it ain't a bad deal either way. But just tell them just not to worry about it. I mean, it's just not something they need to be worrying about customers, not about what the Department of the Treasury is going to do.
Certainly, and I would really recommend everyone to come to our website, wcecnj.org. I mean, and if you didn't hear that well, just just Google Women's Center Entrepreneurship, New Jersey.
Okay.
And we're the first ones that will pop up. And we will help you to pivot your business. So a lot of people need to go digital if they haven't already. They need to market. They need to, like you said, get more customers. And it's a whole new business model, and we will help you get there.
The best way to deal with what they're worried about is to go get more customers. And, and you know, the more sales cures all ills. One of my mentors said that to me one time. Sales cures all ills. And so just focus on your business, and literally your banker will, I mean, you need to check on it. If you see people around you getting forgiveness, you know, okay, and you haven't heard from your banker, check with them. But 99% of the time, your banker is going to ring you up, call you, send you an email, and say, hey, it's time to get the form in. Here it is. What do you think?
So I'm not sure if the bank is going to call you, but definitely stay on top of those forms. And like I said, keep them control of all of those documents,
yeah,
and certainly submit when they start accepting applications.
The reason the bank is going to, I think the bank is going to do it because is because if they don't, then it remains as a loan on their books, and if the loan is defaulted, they have to pay for it. So they're going to want, the bank wants you to get forgiven. I can assure you of that. I need the website one more time, Renna.
It's WCECNJ.org, Women's Center Entrepreneurship, New Jersey.
Hey, Renna, I'm proud of you for what you're doing. Will you come back?
Thank you. Thank you. I would love to. And it was a pleasure speaking with you. And thank you for advocating for women's business or for women businesses.
Every time, all the time. Renna Chinawani, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.